Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're live. Thank you, everyone, to tuning in for another episode of Lads to Dads. Matthew, my co-host, how are you?
All right, thanks.
Did you expect that fucking power early doors?
You know, when I was at college, I did acting and that. The teacher used to say, I want 110%, which obviously is impossible.
Yeah.
Right there, I feel that you gave 106%.
Thanks, mate, thanks.
It's all right.
No, you know, this week I've been full of energy. I'm on this new little smoothie diet, which is this is doing me wonders, actually. I'm just shitting through the eye of a needle. I've got a little ninja blender.
Yeah.
Because I'm posh. Mm. None of this cheap chat shit.
Yeah.
So I've got a ninja blender. I've got some frozen fruit from Lidl.
Yeah.
Stick that in there, mate. A little bit of milk, bit of honey.
Okay. So you decided to go for a diet based solely on sugar.
Yeah. Just sugar.
No, I'm not a diet expert.
The pounds aren't dropping off yet, but they do say.
I'm always hungry. I seem to pile it on.
I think that diet's going out the window again.
Honestly, a lot of celebs do it. And
I am the C-list celebrity now.
Yeah,
but I do feel heavier.
No.
But they say you get heavier before you get lighter, right?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's a really good. It seems to be packed full of fibre.
And then a snack in the day, I have one of those protein donuts.
Yeah. I have a bag of pick and mix just to keep me going at tea time.
Yeah, just to get those electrolytes in, you know?
No, but to be fair, mate, who the bloody hell am I to criticise diets?
I was going
to
say, you look like a piece of shit.
I don't know.
So you were telling me earlier you've got a bit of a moan. Shock.
Yeah.
For everyone listening, Matt's got another moan. So let's have it then, mate.
Yeah, just as you know, every week I just like to get some off my chest. That's been bothering me. And this week is... it's all about dating profiles, actually.
Yeah, go on then.
Right, so I've been watching a program on the TV.
Right.
Which I'm going to review later on, which I'm late to the game.
All right, it's been out a while, has it? Was it?
Been out a while. It's Married at First Sight Australia.
Oh, fucking hell.
Right. And what I despise...
So what's that about then?
What I despise is, and you get this on dating profiles and everything, it's when women... say things like must be tall. So the woman on there was going, I thank God he's tall, right?
And where's she from?
She's from Norfolk, right? So she was
thank God he's tall.
She was like, good eye, mate. Thank God he's tall. What a ripper, right? So
yeah, again, where's she from?
And I just thought it's just bang out of like the guy on there. The other guy that sort of played it against each other was an ex-professional cricketer, because that's all they do in Australia is play cricket.
That's every fucking thing.
Yeah, and he was real short, and to be fair, he was proper short.
Was she not keen, but then found out he was a professional cricket player?
Yeah, so this is
fucking
exactly what happened.
Shock!
She said, I was after somebody a bit taller, and I was, you know, there was a bit of...
But his bloody bank account's tall!
Yeah, she was like... I wasn't going to go through with it, but then I just thought he's a really nice person, right? So then I just thought, It's bang out of order. One, you can't help what height you are.
No, you can't.
And two, like, can you imagine if blokes just turned up and went off and, God, she's not fat, right?
Christ.
Or like put on a dating profile, cannot be fat.
Mm.
Or cannot be, at least if you're fat, you can do something about it.
If you're
short, you can't do anything about it.
Stilts.
Well,
you said you wanted a tall man.
A unicycle everywhere you go. Oh, penny farthing, sorry.
I was going to say, who's this clown who turned up? You said you wanted a guy who's tall, right? Juggling away.
But, yeah, I just think it's really out of order to pick on somebody's, like, dimensions, right?
It must be a size 7 shoe.
Yeah, it must be, I don't think guys. I mean, obviously, you get assholes who are like, there was an asshole on there who, it was quite funny because I'm nearly doing the review here, right? Mm. But, like, the woman turned up and she seemed a bit of a bitch, right? And she was saying, oh, I won't do the accent anymore. She was like, oh, I hope he's good looking and he better be good looking and he better be this and he better be that. Turns out the bloke. He's like some sort of Greek Adonis, right? Mm. He's the best looking guy you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah.
And it sort of flipped it on its head. And she's like the solid 6 and he's like the 10.
Looks back, like you then.
Basically me.
Yeah.
Right? But Australian.
Mm.
And he's flipped back to all his mates, you know, after the wedding's gone and he's talking to him. And I'm like, bloody hell, mate. you usually go for brunettes, right? So he's like, I'm just doing the accent.
You know what, I'm just picturing you now. You know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
You know, Kiosk Keith?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just picturing you there, like, you know,
moustache. Shutting the shot out.
Yeah. Go on, fuck off.
So she's like, they're like, and he sat there real deep in thought, in like a joke, he's proper serious of it all, and he sat there looking like dishevelled and like,
Does he come across as like one of those good-looking blokes but just shit personality?
It's
like
really,
just bland.
It's really weird because he doesn't necessarily. He's a tradie, right? That's what they call him in Australia. He's actually a tradie, right? And I think he's like an electrician or whatever. Mm. And he's talking about just saving for his future. And he seems to have his head screwed on and everything else that. But yeah, he's not very self-aware. I don't think.
No, he's just thick as shit.
Yeah, he knows he's good-looking.
Yeah,
he runs through life.
just works off that really.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, I know, she's a bit heavier than I'm used to. Going to have to get her in the gym. They're working out.
Is he being serious?
Real serious. But and then he turned to all his mates and he was like, it doesn't matter, does it? She'll be able to, like, she'll work, man, go and running and stuff with me and everything. Because as you boys know, I love my gym. Right?
I love my gym.
I love my gym. I love my working out. I love my gym. Like, really serious. And they were like, yeah. Yeah, and they're all just looking at him like he's a god.
Yeah, whatever, like, you say,
yeah,
mate,
whatever
you say.
Yeah, whatever you say. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. We'll change her. We'll change her to be as good as you. Right? So then, all the other wives in this experiment.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going through the review now. It's turning to the review.
Yeah, I knew it would, mate.
Yeah. So this is what I've been watching this week. So all the other wives have gone, like, if it... you know, I don't really feel comfortable having sex on the first day.
Yeah, the first night.
We've only just met. It's different to the normal wedding night. Mm. I don't know, mate, but I don't think so. She's like, I'm at the jackpot. She's like, if it happens, it happens. Like,
yeah, she's buzzing. You know, dress on the floor.
Yeah, honestly, she's just, and like, she's very intense, very sort of intense
in
there,
your face.
Intense, everything else.
Knows
yeah.
what she wants it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, even when they were doing her makeup, she turned into this bridezilla and she's like, that's not how I do it. And he says, no, I want it. Everything else, like, going mental.
So, right cow bag.
Right cow bag. But it turned, like I say, it sort of turned on its head.
Yeah.
Anyway. She sort of undresses him a little bit and she's just looking at him like her eyes popping out. Nothing happens. I wake up, nothing's happened. And then he wakes up. He's not even in the room, right?
He's
left the room and he's outside the room and he's looking like distraught. And then he's like, I don't know, I'm going to have to go and tell her. So he goes and tells her and he says, look, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to leave. So she was like, what? It's our wedding morning. We're going to go on our honeymoon and stuff.
Yeah.
So he says, I'm sorry, but I've got to get off.
I've got to get back.
Yeah, I've got to get off now. So, and He's like treating it like a one-night stand.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah. Just didn't work out, right? So then she's like, but we're married and everything. Where are you going? What's happening? So he said, and he sort of looks and he goes, it's my ex-girlfriend's mum. So she's like, what? She's like, she died. Right, so she's, and then she didn't know what to say because she's like, your ex girlfriend.
Yeah,
like why are you bringing her up?
She's just newly married, isn't she? And yeah. She fancies the pants off him,
and it's a mum as well. Like, yeah. It's not even like very close. So we were just really close, so I'm gonna have to go to the funeral. So she's like, you gotta go, yeah, definitely. And then he's like, it's not in this country. So she's like, what? And it's like the most elaborate way to get out of it ever. And I went, it's in New Zealand.
So she's like, reckon he's used this trick before?
100%. It's like when you're like, you know, when you're younger and you can't go to work because you've like, you're hungover, but you make an excuse. Yeah, like, yeah. So he's like, yeah. So I got to go to the funeral in another country and I'll miss the whole honeymoon. Mm. So she's like, right, okay. Okay, I'll be with you. And she stood over him like a headmistress while he's ordering the tickets to the flight.
Right, yeah.
He's got on loudspeaker and he's like, yeah, can I get 2 tickets to New Zealand, please? Right. In an Australian accent. Right. And then she's like, Yeah, of course. Yeah. For right now. Right. And he's like, okay. What about return flights? So when do you want the return flight? Do you want the return flights? And then he sort of looks up
goes
at
quiet.
Her, like Will on the in-between is when he looks up at the headmaster. And he's like, I don't know. So she said, well, we need to book them. So if you need them, so we went, not right now. Right? The woman's like,
he's not coming back.
He's not coming back. And then she tries to ring him later on in the next episode.
Mm.
Goes straight to voicemail.
The wedding's gone that bad. He's moved to another country.
Yeah. But, and I know we've just spent 10 minutes on this, but that ain't even the worst one.
And that's it.
Right. Can I tell you the worst one?
Go on then, mate. I'm buckled in. Let me just put this seatbelt back on.
Okay. The worst one. Well, actually, I'll tell you a few. I'll just run through them, breeze through them. Yeah. Right. So, number one is, there's this bloke. He's the nicest bloke in the world. Like, real nice bloke.
Yeah.
Some would say a bit of a wet wipe, but I actually think he seems
cool,
a good
cat.
A good guy, yeah? Mm. Just pleasant guy, right? And he's like, yes, I enjoy, but in an Australian accent, I enjoy, you know, just going for walks with mummy and reading books.
Oh, he doesn't say mummy.
I didn't really, but he's like, yeah, I like enjoy family time and I like reading books. I'm really into reading my books, and which is nothing wrong with.
No, if right? That's what you like. It's what you like, isn't
that's
it?
That's what you like. And then he's about 30, I think, 35, 30. He said, well, another interesting fact about me is I'm a virgin, right? So he's like, it's just something that I've kept myself, and I've just not really wanted the intimacy.
Does he look like a virgin?
100% virgin.
Oh, that's, you right? Girls can smell that.
Yeah, they can smell the fear. Yeah. But
big smell. I'd rip into fucking shreds.
Turns out he gets matched to this woman who's really nice and like really understanding. Really, the good thing about this show is, yeah, that guy did a bit of an asshole thing.
Yeah,
but a lot of the like unstable like assholes in the program,
yeah,
are the women in it. And it makes you feel a little bit like, because sometimes men come in for a bit of bashing a lot of the time,
yeah.
Don't they?
Only a lot.
Yeah, right. So sometimes it's nice to twist it on their head and show that women sometimes
Women can be right bastards.
But he sort of, he gets to this woman.
Yeah.
And he sits her down, tells her, and she's like, oh my God. Because at first everyone's like, oh my God, he's perfect. He's like the most perfect thing ever.
Yeah.
He sings at the wedding. And he sings
fuck
like,
off.
When the river starts to play.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. And then he's like doing it all. And he's like, it's the first time I've done it. And there's a woman on like a Casio keyboard. Right.
DJ.
Ding, 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 ding. Right. He just presses the button and pretends she's playing like the cat.
And he's singing.
Daddy, can I have some sausages? Right. So yeah, and he's singing it, and they're all sat there like, oh my God, he's so cute. Right.
they're doing that with the cameras in their head. Yeah. They're going, what is this geezer doing?
Wet wife. Yeah.
What a wet wife.
Right. So anyway, and then he takes her outside, and every time we've always got this like thing to admit. Right, and every time I always think, if it was me and I was sat there, I'd be thinking,
what would you admit if you were out there?
Well, I'd wind them up at first. I'd do it for ages. If I was the virgin guy, I'd start there and I'd go, look, I've got something to tell you, and I'd build it up, and I'd go, you know, this has been something that's been on my mind for a long time.
Twiddling your fingers.
Yeah, and just really sort of looking down.
What is it, man? Saying, what is it?
I've been trying to keep it in for a while, and I don't really know how to say it. And the whole audience waiting for me to say, I'm a virgin, and I'd be like, so I just come out of it. I'm biologically a woman.
Right? And because every time I'm looking and I'm waiting for them to... Because that's what I'd be thinking. If the person sat there and the way they're saying it, a lot of them are really, like, effeminate or really masculine, like, women. So, yeah, I'd just give that. But, no, so she admitted it. And at first she was like, look, let's just take it slow. You know, that's... I completely respect that. And it's nice to be first, right? Literally, a day after the thing... She's like, God, I'm just starting to see him a bit more as a friend now because there's just no intimacy. And
doesn't want to do, does he?
Literally friend zone the next day. But the worst woman, right? Yeah. This is the worst one. Was this woman called Innes. I can't remember her name. That's terrible. Yeah. But yeah.
You don't remember any of the women's
Innes,
names.
Innes.
Innes.
Right. Innes. That's it. Yeah. I like Dennis, but Innes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And she is an absolute asshole.
Yeah.
Proper asshole.
Fit, though.
Reasonably good looking.
But I think if you're fit, you're allowed to be a certain amount of arsehole.
Yeah, so she's good looking, but a very stern face.
Me and you, we can't afford to be any type of arsehole.
No, we have to be nice continually.
Right. The state of us, the little sticky bandits.
Yeah, and she turns up, and she's like, and she's just giving everyone the eye. She's pulling off the cards, reading them. First thing she
reading
says...
Reading the cards? What, like fucking tarot cards?
Yeah, first thing... No, like cards that she's reading off. But first thing she says as she walks down the aisle, she looks and she goes... She stood there and she's like, a bit tubby, right? And then she starts walking towards
her husband?
No, when she reaches her husband, first thing she says, he's got a little bit of a, like an eyebrow piercing. And instead of going, oh, hi, pleased to meet you, I'm Ines. God, this is awkward, isn't it? Whatever, she went, can we remove the eyebrow piercing, please?
No.
Yeah, and he's like, and he's taken back, and he's a little bit sort of, oh, and then she just starts to like stand there for a little bit, and she's like, oh, last time I saw one of those was when Britney had a breakdown, right? And then she just looks at him, and she's really sort of like asshole to him, and then she starts reading like, I expect this, I expect that, I expect this. Where's my ring, please? Right? And she's really like,
fuck it now.
But when she's she's actually really abusive. Like, they go on a boat trip and everything, and she's like, shut the fuck up! When I tell you to not speak, you don't fucking speak, and all this lot. Oh, and she's like, I'm going to go at him. And
then I'll kick her overboard.
She was like, get me off this boat now! Yeah, and I was literally thinking, I'd just throw her overboard. And she's just horrible, really horrible, and she continues to be horrible. And everybody's been commenting, saying, if that was a man speaking to a woman
fuck me, there'd be uproar.
It's abusive,
It'd be uproar.
It'd be uproar.
You've dissected that very well. You know, sounds like I'd like to watch that, mate, to be fair. What are you giving it out of 5?
I'm going to give it a 3.8.
3.8 is still a good score, mate.
It's good. It's all right, but it's...
Seems like a rollercoaster of emotions, mate.
Yeah.
And what's it called? Australia's...
Married at First Sight. The concept, if I didn't tell you, was they get matched with people they've never met and they're supposed to be scientifically matched with exactly the right person. The scientifically matched part is...
Load of bullshit.
A load of bullshit.
They don't do that. They just say that.
They just matched people who are going to have fireworks.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to match someone who like just walked off happily ever after.
No.
We want someone getting thrown overboard and some virgin getting fucking pied off.
Yeah.
And that is the way the cookie crumbles, Matt.
While we're still on the reviews, have you had anything that you've been enjoying?
Well, I want a follow-up review, really, from a previous review we've made.
Okay.
Yourself, we watched that. It's The Sin. You recommended it. You reviewed it last week.
Yes.
It's. I'm not going to give it a score because we've done the review, but I want you to know that we watched...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
That began your advice, and Emily at the end said to me, I don't know how I'm going to get over this. It sent her to fucking bits. So thanks for letting me sort that out for a couple of days, mate. It's cost me an arm, a leg, and chocolate and flowers. But no, great show. Very, very... highly recommend it.
Did you say to her, because again, this would be my approach, but I don't know, this might be why I'm single.
Yeah.
Did you say to her, look, well, you're sat there whining. People were actually going through this in the 80s.
Yes,
well, said to Thank her. Yourself lucky that you're in a nice house, AIDS free.
So I bummed her.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What? So the other day.
Yeah.
Right. Remember I was telling you about Alan Titchmarsh? He lives in the next village, or the one of the villages up the road from us, right? And I've driven past his house, and his house is fucking immaculate, and you can imagine the front garden, which got me thinking, right? Because he just got, like, he was just the face of it. If we could get Alan Titchmarsh, like, involved with us,
yeah,
we could bring Ground Force back, but just me and you.
We'll just get Alan Titchmarsh to... not promote it, what's the word, like you...
Fund it.
Endorse it.
Endorse it, yeah. Because I think me and you do a good job of that, don't you? Like, getting people in, like... He used to turn up with Charlie Dimmock and Tommy and the big fucking vans.
Yeah.
Roy, let's have a look, see what we got. I recommend this. Look, we'll get a flower bed here. We'll have a rose garden, a big pond.
Yeah.
Me and you, be a different kettle of fish, that.
Well...
tarmac the fucking lot of it.
Because I think... Titchmarsh knows his stuff.
Oh, you're right.
But Dimmock, I think she was just there for the boobs.
Yeah. Swinging around. She's still on the telly now, mate.
Yeah, she does another show with two blokes who come in and they do the little gardens and that.
Little garden.
Pops up
with
her boobs out. She doesn't do a cracking job.
No, every time I've seen her, she's snipping a bush. Pardon the pun.
Right. So, I reckon because we're absolutely...
We could play all airy. Like, you could bang a dress on... get some gardening gloves on, and you could be a Charlie Dimmock of it.
But I'm thinking, because neither of us have any qualifications.
Well, I put a couple of sleepers in the garden during the first lockdown, so I'm qualified.
It could be, we could turn it on its head and see how much we could absolutely destroy someone's garden. Like they used to on changing rooms, where they just come in and wreck someone's house. Like Lawrence Lerne Bowen just sticking up flower wallpaper everywhere.
Do you remember the one with Carol Smiley? And they're like, we've changed it, and what do you think of this? And the lady was like, oh, it's disgusting. This was my mother's room before she died. What have you done to it?
Yeah.
Carol Smiley, not so Smiley then, but we could do the same.
I remember the woman turning around and just sobbing into her husband's chest.
Into fucking tears. And he's like, get out of my house.
It's bloody disgusting.
Right. Yeah, but we could do the same. Have the big tarpaulin, big reveal.
Yeah.
And the customers were in the kitchen, like before we go out in the garden, and be like, right, you know, it's took a few weeks and we got there all like muck all over our hands. We've been grafting.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to open the tarpaulin, cover your eyes, and we open the tarpaulin.
Yeah.
And car parked a lot of it. We've got a parking meter, CMP, wherever it is. We've got a fucking car park attendant. We've got a little shutter going up and down, and just fucking ruin it.
Well,
what do you think?
I think we should call it Garden Wars, right? And make it actually into it. Who can make it look most like a war zone afterwards? So, yeah.
For the Afghan effect.
I'll turn up in like a combine harvester and just absolutely like turn over the lawn.
How the fuck you get a combine harvester in the back garden?
Well, though? I'll do it to country houses and stuff. Oh, the ones that are real nice.
The ones that have got the quids.
Yeah, and see who can make the most vile back garden. Whoever makes the worst one. I mean, your car park sounds decent.
Yeah, but I could blow it up.
How fun would it be to just watch him blow? So like, this is what I mean. The amount of things you could bring in to destroy a garden.
Imagine, first episode, right, this is what we're going to do. Tarpaulin's closed. You've gone to the back garden.
Yeah.
The guys are like, talk to like the, you know, the camera, like, yeah, we're excited what Ben's going to do. You know, I wonder how long. Oh, there's
cannons.
Here is. Me come back from the tarpaulin. All done. Open it up. Fucked.
Yeah, absolutely destroyed. Yeah. And maybe like,
what have you done to my garden? I've finished. That's what I've done.
They give you an idea of what you want, right? So they might say that, but you take it to the extreme. So say they want it, like, they go, we're thinking about water feature. Waterlock it, right? The whole thing. Just waterlock the whole garden.
Dig up, find the water main, pierce it. There you go. Oh, you wanted a water feature?
Yeah.
Why have we gone to Australia
now? I don't know.
Well, we can do it in Australia. Yeah. Everywhere.
All right, give me something that somebody would ask for in a garden.
We want like a nice, like a summer house patio effect, like a long little gate, like a long walkway down with like bushes overshadowing, like a gateway.
Right. So I'm thinking Cold War Russia, like abandoned building in Chernobyl, right? Transport that. Windows smashed, everything else like that. Summer house.
And then open the door. And they go, what have you done? We're like, look, the best bit, feature, flick an air raid siren on.
Yeah.
give me one.
All right. We want decking.
Decking?
Just fill them in.
Yeah, you want decking in?
Decking.
I'd get a load of, like, homeless people.
Yeah.
And say, the last one standing
gets
£500 cash. And I'd open the window and be like, there you go, there's your decking. They're just kicking lumps of shit out of each other.
You know what I've just thought? I know what I'd do for decking.
Go on then.
Right? I'd get your standard sort of raised bit of decking.
Yeah.
But I'd get a carpet from the local working man's club. Right? You know that type of carpet that's got the diamonds on it.
Yeah,
it's green.
Love it.
Right? Working man's carpet club and a dartboard at the end of it. And then just spill pants all over it. Just like
what do you think?
Sticky vodka and cokes all over there, make it dead sticky.
Tip top ashtrays.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What do you reckon?
Get out my fucking house now.
Yeah,
but stay tuned for next week's episode.
Honestly. I'm about to do an Alan Partridge. You know when he gets his dictaphone out? Idea for a show. Garden Wars with Ben and Matt.
Garden Wars with Ben and
Matt. We'll keep that.
Right, next week, we've got a lovely water feature. Yeah. Just a guy standing in his waterlogged garden holding a rubber ring.
Someone Klingsman it through it. For the weeks beforehand, I'd have like a Sunday league play on it, like continuously.
Right, that would be boss. But yeah, well, hopefully, maybe not this year, maybe next year when lockdown's done, we'll put pen to paper because I know the BBC are calling out for something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
But another thing, I was listening to my wife the other day and she was telling me about, you know, pranks that you used to do as a kid.
Mm.
And then she was like telling me about this prank, right? She used to go to her friends. Listen how fucking shit this is. And she's all made up of it.
Yeah.
I can see like your face is just, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
So she used to like go to her friend's house and they used to ask her friend's mum for like 20p or something like that. Say they're going to the shops.
Yeah.
20 fucking hell. She's not 90, my bird. She used to get like, can we have some money? And they'd like, they'd go down to the payphone at the bottom of the road.
Yeah.
Then they'd ring her friend's mum's house. prank call it.
Right.
And then they'd run back.
Yeah.
And be like, anything happened since we've been away?
Like, any phone calls?
Real obvious.
Yeah, we just had a really weird phone call from someone. And they'd be like, oh, really? Who? And then one of the friends would be like, oh, should we go back down to the shop and get some more sweets or something like that? And they're like, yeah. So they go back down, ring them again.
Yeah.
Put on like a funny voice.
What did they say on the phone call?
I said to them, what did you say? Oh, I can't remember, but it was funny. And yeah. I was like, I'm literally rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
And she was like, then run back up second time and be like, oh, we're back now. Anything happened while we were away? Like, thinking the parents didn't know. And the parents are like, obviously playing along and like, oh, we had some Irish man ringing us. And they're like, so which made me think, right? That's like, if you give that a grade out of like A star, B, that's a solid U in it.
Yeah.
Pranks. What sort of pranks?
God, I can't remember, you know. We did used to pull loads of pranks. We did do loads of pranks when we were younger, but by pranks, I mean mainly just terrorising people.
That's the thing. That like, they were harmless little pranks. Like, I never did anything like that. It was more like...
Took it too far.
Took it way too far.
Yeah. God, what did I used to do? I can't get arrested for now. when we were at primary school and we were really little, we'd pull, like, the basic pranks. Like, we'd go to the butcher's and we'd say, do you sell apples? And we'd collected loads of apples and he'd say, no, it's a fucking butcher's. And then we'd go, you do now, and then launch apples at him. Or, like, we'd stay at either side of the road where we'd...
pretend to hold the string.
Stop.
Love that.
Yeah, love all that type of stuff.
Throwing petrol on the milkman and setting it alight.
Everybody has like anxieties, don't they, about their kids and things that I can't change. I always worry about like all the mistakes that she might potentially make growing up, right? I know this sounds daft, but I always think about it. I always look at her and I think, like, obviously I'm just going to say this because I'm a dad, but I'm like, you're just such a perfect little, like, being. Like, you're just so new and fresh and naive and everything else like that. I don't
want her to grow and find out what the real world's like.
No, not like, so much as that. I don't want her to, like, when she's a teenager and growing up and stuff, I don't want her to then start, like, smoking all of a sudden. Like, when she was, when Jess was pregnant, I just quit smoking outright and it was hard and everything.
Yeah.
And obviously I've been smoking here and there when I drink and everything, but I've just tried to keep her completely away from any cigarettes, anything like that. And I just sit there and I think... I can't control what she's going to do when she's...
When she's getting older, you can't see her, keep an eye on her, can you?
Like, I started smoking when I was in year seven, and so like, I remember it. Danny Pinkton was passing around cigs, and he was like, don't swallow it. People, when you have dinner with your mum and dad, if you burp, it'll come out and they'll know you've been smoking, right? And I'm just like, God, sorry, Dan. Right, sorry, Danny. Right, and I'm just smoking it.
Is that better?
Yeah, literally coughing in, and I'm like, God, this is good, right? And then you just do it again and again. And I just think, I just hate it if she just ended up... And I know that at some point she will start making bad choices.
Yeah.
And I know that she's going to be a little bit like me in terms of I think she'll like to do... I'm a firm believer of all good things are wild and free, right?
Right, yeah.
And, like, today was a perfect example. I'm a bit tired.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bad night's sleep and stuff last night. And I have this stress about taking the dyno back because I forgot to take our dyno back to our mum's before.
Mm.
My mum went absolutely mad and she rang me like 45 times until I'd answered the phone and she was just giving me constant abuse until I would bring it back, which I couldn't at the time. But anyway, long story short, I'm now paranoid that I've forgotten the dyno.
Yeah.
And I reached into the back of the car to check if I'd got the dyno when I'd come to some, like, lights. And I'd not realised that the lights had changed, but only just changed.
Right, yeah.
Just changed. And the car behind me started beeping. It was like, like that for ages. And the anger inside me
just started to come out.
Rose, yeah. And you know me. Like, I'm a placid person. I'm a decent person. But if I flip,
I flip,
right? And... It flipped me because I was tired and then I thought, and I just felt this fire inside me.
Yeah. That's chlamydia.
And I bang my hand on the horn, because you can't really, unless you get out of the can, I'm not going to sit there and have a scrap with someone in front of my daughter. Yeah. So I just beat the horn as much as I could and put my foot down on the pedal and, like, rallied off. Just for a split second, I forgot what I was doing. You know, Autumn's in the car and everything else.
Yeah.
It was only for a split second. And then she just sat there in the back on her phone doing the
tablet thing.
I give her the next shift. And she just went, "Ooh, Daddy, you went fast then." So I was like, "I know, Dan, I'm so sorry." And then she went, "I wasn't scared, Daddy." So I said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go fast. And she said, "Daddy, I wasn't scared, I liked it." And I was like, "God, you're going to be a handful." And I was like, "Yeah, cool." And, you know, like, I can just, there's little glimpses other little girls would be like, "That was really scary, Daddy," you know. Yeah. And she's I loved it, right?
More!
And I know that she's going to take that into, and I know she's going to make terrible, I just don't want her to get addicted to heroin. Ben. Yeah, well, that's
keep her away from the brown, mate. But like you say about, like, my biggest fear is, like, Theo or Ronnie being snatched, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had an experience a couple of weeks ago. I was in Sainsbury's. Just me and Theo, and we went up an aisle, like the yogurt aisle or something like that. And Theo was putting stuff in the basket, only getting a few things, and he put some yogurts in the basket. And then I went round to like the next aisle to get some milk. And Theo was right next to me. Then he wasn't. Then he was. Then I looked, and he wasn't there. And I was like, "What?" And I've gone back round, and I've looked, and I can't see him.
Yeah.
For the split second, I couldn't see him. I was like, "What the?" And then all I heard was, "No, no, no!" And some one of the Sainsbury's workers was like, "No, no, no, no!" And Theo knocked off a shitload of yogurts onto the floor. And I was like, "There he is!"
Oh, lad.
The lady looked at me and was like, "Am I going to clean it up?" I was like, "I'm a fuck."
We played a game that was probably too grown up and complex for Autumn yesterday.
Chess.
Fun game. Yeah, it was. it was chess, yeah. No, it was a game where I said, "Right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to trick you and you have to not be tricked." So I was like, "Let's pretend we're in a shop, okay? And somebody comes up to you that's not me and not mummy."
Oh, I see what you're doing.
And I say, "I want you to tell me what you'd do, okay? Hello there, little girl. I'm Daddy's friend. Do you want to come with me and see your puppy in my car?" She literally just handed her hand out and gave it out. I was like,
"Yes, please."
Yeah, and I literally went, "No." Right? And she made a jump a little bit. And I'm like, "You have to shout, 'No, stranger, stranger danger,'" right?
Like so kindergarten cop.
Yeah. So I was like, "You shout, 'No, stranger, stranger,' just shout, stranger,
shout,
as
shout,
you can.
No, fuck off."
Yeah. And then we tried it again. And then she did it. And she was like, "No, stranger." And then I was like, "Right, next one. We're at preschool / nursery. And somebody comes that's not me and not mummy, and they say, 'Hello, I'm Daddy's friend. I've come to pick, Daddy sent me to pick you up instead. What do you say?'" And she was like, and she thought for a second, and she went, "No, stranger!" And then she's like jumping and shouting. And I'm like,
"I bet you were fucking well made up."
Oh, yeah. And we just practiced it for ages, and then in the end she was like, "Daddy, can play a different game."
Yeah, "Dad, this game's shit." This really, if I did weird. It at my kids, they'd just go with the bloke, but I wouldn't have to worry because the bloke would fucking bring him back.
Yeah.
Ronnie, 10 minutes with Ronnie, they'd be like, "Fucking hell, go take him back."
Yeah.
Guy's a fucking handful.
I know they say you should tell your children, if you do get lost, always go and find, like, a lady with children. But how do you know she's not part of a paedophile ring that she's collected four of them already?
Yeah. Join the queue.
Yeah, exactly.
Get in the fucking van.
I said to her, "Look, if you ever get lost, go to the checkout. Go straight to the checkout and say, 'I've lost my mummy or daddy.'" But yeah, I think back to it when I was a kid, I used to get lost quite a lot.
No, they tried to lose you.
Yeah, but you think to yourself, I always keep, like, really close. But back in those days,
no, your parents, my sisters, we used to, like, fucking run off to, like, the mirrors. And well, my sister did, and I used to run off to the old bra section because I see who's snooping around for a double D, you know.
I think, like I was saying before, I think it was the Jamie Bulger thing that changed everything. Before then, people were quite easy going. And then I remember everybody watched that CCTV and just how easily just took them to shopping centre and just
fucking horrible, isn't it? Send your shivers down. Well, Matt, it's been a great time talking to you. Thank you very much for spending a bit of time on Zoom with me today. I've been Ben.
And I've been Matt.
Thank you very much, guys. Also, subscribe. We've got episodes coming out weekly now, so subscribe. And
it is actually really important, the subscribing.
It is.
I'm going to say this, right? And I know it sounds like a sob story, but
Play some nice music when you say this bit.
I will. Clicking that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, it's free. It takes 30 seconds.
Not even that.
3 seconds. And the amount of impact it makes for this podcast, especially if people love it and like listen to it, the amount of impact it makes in terms of the charts, in terms of like feedback for us, huge.
So subscribe, like, tell all your friends, and join us back for the next episode from Lads and Dads. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.